Yeah, it's Boy Meets Girl, waiting for a star to fall. Here are classic hits. He has. We were waiting for a star. He's arrived.
Thank you very much.
DJ Gallagher.
It's nice to be appreciated, even if it is a slightly facetious way. I'll take it. I'll take it if it's going, Jim. Thank you very much. How are you, Horace?
Happy Friday to you, sir.
Ah, yeah.
Yeah, no, I'm in good form. I am glad it's Friday. I was just saying to Mike outside there when I was making my old cup of coffee that it's weird. Like, even though it's, you know, I was about to say something like, sure, it breaks the routine. But sure, it doesn't. Just a different routine.
But, yeah.
But still, for some reason, I still like the weekend rolling around.
Oh, I know what you mean.
Even though it's madness and there's nothing to do and nowhere to go and all the rest of it.
Well, I'm looking forward to this weekend.
Are you?
Well, yeah, because even though there's absolutely nothing to be done and no joy in it, I won't have to get out of bed and do the running from the shower to the trousers.
Well, there you go.
I'm dread the shower from the trousers today, man, was the most difficult thing I've ever done.
These are the little wins, PJ.
The mini wins, yeah.
They are the
mini
little wins. And that's, you know, if the weekends give us nothing at the moment, they at least give us those.
The miniature wins, yeah. I have to say.
So how will you just wait for the day to warm up before you do the showers to the trousers? Is that how you get around it on the weekend?
I think I'm not going to do shower to trousers. I think I'm going to remain
a
dirty boy for the entire day.
Right.
I'm just going to walk around with the duvet wrapped around me everywhere I go.
Yeah.
Put on me boots, still in the bed, and then walk around in me boots with the duvet over my head. It's because it's going to be freezing and wild everywhere. Yeah.
I was kind of prepared to, you know, take on the onslaught today. Sure, it never happened. There wasn't
never
a flake.
Wasn't there nothing?
Not a flake.
Nothing.
Man.
Up the mountain.
No, no. No, I can verify that on Walton Mountain, there was nothing going on.
Love that the way people can actually go past your gaff in the mountain and say goodnight, Jim Bob. That's like, it's just brilliant. So I'm glad you're here anyway, that's for sure.
Happy Friday! Peter Andre, Mysterious Girl, here at Classic Hits, waking up happy with PJ and Jim. Happy Friday. Thanks for all the WhatsApps. Happy Friday right back at you. 087-188-0008. Honourable mention, though, by the way, for the Lily White, who's having a shocker of a Friday.
Oh, no, what's happened?
Not having a good Friday,
dear
though.
Dear Lord, what's going on?
And he dropped his coffee now.
Oh, I know the feeling.
Isn't that the worst?
It's the worst.
Something like dropping your coffee or your ice cream falling off or, you know, or the burger falling out of your bun.
Oh, you're dropping the sausage out of your hot dog.
Yeah.
Oh, especially...
There's something absolutely... It goes right to the very soul of you when that happens.
Especially when everyone's laughing.
Yeah.
You know, when everyone's really
Everybody
laughing.
Thinks it's just a hilarious prank.
You know,
and to you, it's like, oh my God, you have no idea how much looking forward to that.
Oh, I'll never forget the Germans. Remember I told you the Germans out in Houghton, they came out of Bischoff's.
Right.
And they put down their fish and chips on the wall and a seagull swiped your man's fillet and you had to pour you with the face on him. And everybody laughing, like all the Dublin people.
I think, yeah, laughing like the seagulls.
Yeah, even the seagulls laughed.
There's nothing, there's something just...
Yeah. It's so
you're just forlorn, like.
You're just sitting there, and then all of a sudden you don't even know if you can eat the rest of the chips, or and the seagull's laughing at you, and all of us are laughing at you, and you're there going, I knew I should have gone to Spain.
But we're with you, Lily Voice.
Yeah, we're with you, Lily Voice.
We feel your pain.
Definitely.
Right, birthdays for you today. It was a bit of a struggle getting these together, to be honest with you. It's not amazing now, I have to confess.
Oh, God.
These are the days
I tend to do better on.
I was just going to say, you never know. Maybe your Friday luck will be in. We're going to start with a man that you've mentioned many times in this show, Arsenio Hall.
Oh!
You were quite a fan, weren't you?
Oh, I was into Arsenio Hall. And his latest, I'm hoping it's not his last, stand-up video that went up on Netflix, very enjoyable.
Right.
Very enjoyable.
I don't think I've ever seen him in pure stand-up. I only know Arsenio Hall from the Eddie Murphy movies.
Yeah. You know, well, there's a huge part
coming to America and all that.
A huge part of stand-up is a lot of people don't know who Arsenio Hall is, but they know he's a famous man.
Yeah, that's so kind of me.
Yeah, so he gets confused with Eddie Murphy and with...
well, I'm not quite that bad, but I know what you mean.
Oh, it just happens to him all the time. He's got a whole thing about every time he gets recognised, he goes, now, who does this idiot think I am now? Who do they think I am now? Like, nobody gets it right. Nobody.
That's brilliant.
He's fallen into that little sort of section where everyone knows he's famous, but no one quite knows why or who he is.
Yeah.
So, you know, people come up to him and go, man, I loved you in Coming to America. And he goes, oh, finally, someone who knows me. And he goes, how did you play all those characters? They're, God damn it. He thinks Eddie Murphy played Arsenio Hall. He thinks I'm an Eddie Murphy character.
And I didn't really get the, I didn't get to see the show, you know, the chat show type thing.
It was good.
Yeah.
Now it's dated. If you look at it now, it's dated, you know.
Yeah, yeah. I kind of saw clips of it with them. Like, you know, I'd see the clips like when he spoke to Vanilla Ice and, you know, that sort of stuff. Like,
it's hard to know which one of them is less cool than the other. You know, but Arsenio Hall, definitely funny at least. You know, definitely having the crack. That answers the question. Vanilla Ice is less cool.
Actually, there's also, sorry, I know we're wandering way off track here, but I have to mention that a few people had texted in and PJ recommended it to me, that Operation Odessa.
Oh,
right.
Jim.
Well worth watching. It's.
I meant to say it to you.
For something that's a crime sort of documentary.
It's a caper. It's a caper.
It's funny, but the very fact that Vanilla Ice actually plays a significant part in it.
A huge part.
It's extraordinary.
He doesn't give too much away when you find out he kind of introduces the main gangsters to each other.
He's a catalyst for the most, ridiculous crimes.
It's the most ridiculous crime story of all time. Isn't it hilarious, Stevie?
We leave it hanging on that. You can go and check it out yourself. But in the meantime, Arsenio Hall is what age?
I'd say he's like 54.
65, man.
What?
Yeah, 65.
What?
Yeah.
I'm so shocked.
There you go. Looking well on it, to be fair.
Yeah, he is. Yeah,
right.
I hope I do.
This one would be good for you because you love your boxing. Prince Nassim Ahmed.
I used to love Prince Nassim Ahmed. Such an entertainer.
I was just going to say, one of the last great characters.
Such an entertainer.
Yeah.
I annoyed me the way he turned on Eubank. But he was all part of his I'm the nasty little boy kind of character. You know, you don't mess with me. It was all part of that, but what an entertainer.
And in fairness, multiple champion, multiple weight belt holder.
Yeah, and then we found out his head was made of glass. Like, you know, he just got to that. It was weird. He got to that stage in his career where everybody that hit him broke his face. He just fell over with a broken face. Like, so much. I don't know why. It just, nobody could hit him for so long. No one could hit him. And he used to fight with his hands doubled in front of his face. And
when he was in his pomp, though, did he get that thing? They always have this thing about the best pound for pound. In other words, if you can exclude the weight divisions and if you can exclude all that sort of stuff. Did he ever have that moniker?
I don't think so.
No.
I don't think so. He wasn't really around long enough. It was kind of like when you think his career was very fast.
Yeah, he was a bit of a shooting star kind of
stuff. Yeah, he came in, he took over the whole world. Everybody wanted a piece. He was absolutely fantastic. He was brilliant in the entertainment. He was doing his summer or his tumble forward flips into the ring. When he hit people, he hit them hard. He danced and he mocked and slagged everyone. And then someone hit him in the face one day.
I'm not doing that.
And then he just kept falling over. And then he fell over as much as he ever won, and then it was kind of the end.
Yeah.
But he was great. Great while it lasted.
Now, interesting to see what you go for age-wise on this.
Age-wise, because have you seen him lately?
No.
He's a heavyweight boxer now.
Oh, right. Okay.
I'd say he's... that's hard to know. I'd say he's like 57.
You see, I kind of thought you were going to go there.
Did you?
He's 47.
Whoa! Is he?
Yeah.
Jeepers.
He's 47.
Is he?
Yeah.
He must have been 21. Or he must have been 16 when he was jumping in and out of the
rings. That's what I mean. It was kind of like,
wow.
I wasn't sure about that myself, where to place him in my own head. Because I kind of do think of him as a very young boxer.
Yeah, but I always thought he was older than me. I always thought he was...
Oh, did you?
Oh, I did.
Yeah. No, 47, Prince Nassim.
Wow.
Right, what about...
I'm shocked, actually, with that.
Actor Josh Brolin.
Which one's he?
Now, I tell you.
I know that name very well.
I know, yeah. And you're going to... And I don't think it's going to make you happy, but he's the one from No Country for Old Men.
That joke. That's the worst film I ever saw.
I've tried to watch that.
It's brutal.
And neither time I got to the end.
Brutal. I don't got to the end. The end's the worst part.
Oh, right.
You saved yourself. It's just that other fella, Tommy Lee Jones, wittering into the darkness about nothing that ever happened in the movie.
I tell you, you know the way I'm not great with slow movies anyway.
Oh.
I thought, no, come on. This got loads of great accolades and everything. Come on, Jim. Come on, watch it.
It's awful.
Twice I made an attempt.
It's awful.
Still haven't gotten to the end.
And that other Spanish clown going around with the cow prod. Oh, my God. I don't think I've ever seen a movie that was as less enjoyable as that. And the end of it, genuinely, Jim, if you want to just get yourself out of your misery.
Yeah.
Just fast forward to the last minute and watch what happens. It's nothing to do with anything. It's literally Tommy Lee Jones just going,
and then the man arrived and the donkey had a packet of sweets, and the packet of sweets was the metaphor for the Spanish man with the cattle prod.
Something like that. It's brutal. It's so brutal.
And he's been in a lot of stuff. Like, he's been in other, you know, decent enough movies.
They
but he does make some weird movie choices.
Yes.
Like, he was in that mad stylized thing I was telling you about before, where it's like a cartoon.
God.
Mickey Rourke. Or, yeah. Mickey Rourke is in it and everything. It's a mad looking thing.
But is this way back in the day? It's not Rumblefish or anything.
No, not Rumblefish. It's more recent than that. It's, oh, there's... there's a bit of nudie action in this and everything. It's kind of damn now, but...
at least, that's what No Country Old Men needs. A couple of people in the nudes to pass the time, because the story was never going to grab me attention.
Anyway, Josh Brolin.
Josh Brolin, 63?
53.
Oh, jeez.
Jeez, you're really overshooting them.
Really.
You're lashing the ears onto people.
You're piling them on.
Right, what about this? Christina Ricci. You'd know her from the Addams Family,
that's
maybe?
That's right, yeah, she's
that's
great.
That's the only thing I know her from.
Yeah, it's killing me now. You know the way something's on the tip of your tongue?
Yeah.
I can think of about three things she's in and I can't think of the name of any of them. But she's great, yeah, she's enjoyable.
Mermaids, no, that wouldn't have been one of them.
The Mermaids, yeah, that is one.
Never saw that.
It's a jolly old romp. It's a jolly old romp, Jim.
Yeah.
It is, it's a feel-good movie, yeah, I have to say. What am I going to say? Oh, this is hard again, because I can't remember.
I mean, she played a kid in the Addams Family.
Yeah. I can't remember if that was 90s. I think it was early 90s, was it? I got to say, she's she's 42.
Oh, you're getting closer now, buddy.
Oh, okay.
41.
Ah, oh, right.
Right, let's wrap this shambles up.
Oh, yeah, this shambles. I'm me at the start. It's me confidence that kills me. I always do better on these ones, Jim, I says.
A man we play often on this very station, Michael McDonald. You know Michael McDonald.
The newsreader.
What a fool believes. You know that guy.
Not the newsreader then.
No.
You
know, we play that song a lot.
What a fool believes.
Yeah, he sings it slightly better than me. But you know, he has that great voice.
Michael McDonald.
What else is a big Michael McDonald?
Because I happen to rash it.
Yeah.
Michael McDonald.
Sweet Freedom. Oh, Sweet Freedom. I can't remember the words. Why can't
songs?
I remember the words? You know what I turn into? Why do I turn into Magic Mike when I'm starting to try and remember these things?
You turn into a Gareth Brooks impersonator.
I can't think of anything.
Here the,
Sweet Freedom.
Sweet Freedom. Sweet Freedom. This is like a Yankee war song. Oh, we're going to freedom slaves. Oh, da, 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 da.
Actually, yeah. I don't know if Michael McDonald would sing that. But still, Sweet Freedom, What a Fool Believes. He does that one, Yamo Be There, with the other bloke.
Yeah, I'm going to be there. That one.
No.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
Oh, dear Lord.
Yeah, I'm going to be there.
This hasn't gone well. Just pick a number from 1 to 100.
72.
69, nearly.
Oh, for God's sake, it wasn't bad.
And now you're up to date on the home of the Niall Boylan Show, weekdays from 12. This is Ireland's Classic Hits.
Thank you, Tara. And a very happy Friday to you.
Woo-hoo!
Thank you very much. I'll tell you something. My backing singers are quite extraordinary.
You
know, they're pretty impressive.
We're going to start a band here.
They're pretty impressive, I've got to say that.
And I can just about play the tambourine as well if you want.
Oh, I'll tell you something. Get the band back together. And what a happy Friday. Can I just say to you, nothing makes me happier than to say to you, Tara Duggan, not a flake.
Not a flake.
Not a flake.
Even frosty. Like, it's not. There's not even frost.
I literally said to PJ earlier on when I came in, it was actually marginally warmer today than it has been all week. I was like, I was all prepared. I was prepared to take, I was going to change cars. We're going to do everything to make sure I got in and looked out. Not a flake.
I spent the early part of this week coming up with a contingency plan in the event that myself and John Hart couldn't make it to work. Finding replacements who live within walking distance. I had a map.
Yeah.
I had different colour coded charts for different levels of degree of snow being snowed in. Yeah, and here we
not
are.
And here we are.
Flake.
Not a flake.
Can I just say, I'm delighted. I'm smug. And your disappointment is adding to my pleasure.
There's always next week, PJ. There's always next week.
Gala, Freed from Desire, and 80s classic from Rick Astley ahead of that, Never Gonna Give You Up. Happy Friday, folks. Thank you for waking up happy with PJ and Jim on this Friday, 12th of February. Thanks for letting us hang out with you on your Friday morning. 087-188-0008 if you need to give us a shout at any stage. Thanks for all the WhatsApps that have come in already. And happy Friday right back at you to all of you that have been WhatsApping in. Also, there seems to be a spate of coffee dropping.
Is there really?
Well, you know, the Lily White was on earlier about it, and now Ger in Limerick says, would you believe it, I dropped my coffee as well.
It's, for God's sake, this is an awful tragedy. I hope this isn't a contagious
Space.
Coffee drop that's going around the country.
Space it. Also, on the subject of the snow, you and I are very grateful that we're not enduring any kind of catastrophes of snow variety.
Especially me. I mean, if you couldn't come in, Grant, you have the day home. I'd be in here pressing buttons and turning off a radio station.
Anyway, who's this? Let me just see who this is. Somebody saying they've had a bit of... Trevor saying they've had a bit of a flurry in Cork. The South does seem to have gotten a bit more of it, don't they?
The South, I think that's what Tara was saying yesterday, wasn't it? That Cork was going to be the beginning of the sort of...
Yeah, properness. Somebody else sending us a picture from Newport in Tipperary.
Oh, give us a look at that there, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, look at that. Oh, that's proper. Yeah, that's...
Looks like there's a bit there, all
right. That's where reindeers play.
And also, Phil I Am has been on from Newcastle.
Yeah.
He says it's very snowy here in South Shields.
They always get it a little bit worse than us, don't they, over
they
in England? They always get it a little bit harder. Like, you know,
South Shields, have you ever been to Newcastle?
No, I haven't.
Nor
no.
I.
It's one of the places, one of the few places over there I haven't gotten to.
Yeah, was it this show that where there was talk for a while that we were going to go... We're going to go and we're going to do shows from it. Not sure if it was this one or if it was somewhere else that I worked.
From Newcastle? I don't know.
Yeah, because they were going to promote it. They were trying to promote it as like a party city.
Oh, they were, yeah.
And the idea was to go over and kind of do the show from over there or whatever.
I don't think that was this show, but I do remember Liverpool, Dublin, Newcastle and all being caught up in this sort of like... Stag triangle of the Bermuda triangle of stag parties.
Yeah,
you know, like, that was definitely, I remember that being a thing.
So it was a different thing, was it?
Maybe it was, well, I don't know.
Wasn't,
I mean,
this show then?
Look, sure, I'm not too sure how I got here today, so you're asking me very a lot of detail here, Jim.
Anyway, Phil I Am, have a great day, thank you for that. In a snowy South Shields in Newcastle upon Tyne. Also, somebody's been on to say, oh yeah, by the way, Sin City was the name of that movie I was trying to think of.
Sin City.
Yeah,
yes!
John was on and somebody else was on.
Of course, I know exactly the movie you're talking about. Yeah, it's a weird movie. Yeah.
Eva Green is in it as well.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's right, yeah. Now I'm thinking, hold on, no, that's not the woman I'm thinking of. Who am I thinking of?
I don't know. Well, nobody knows.
For a minute, a Poison Ivy or something. I don't know.
Oh, you're thinking of Uma Thurman.
That's it.
Uma Thurman,
oh my
yeah.
God. I'm mad about Uma Thurman.
Are you?
Yes.
Yeah.
I am.
Eva
yeah.
Green always does these mad things. Like, she was in Penny Dreadful and all.
It's funny the way some
and
people...
And she does tend to take her clothes off an awful lot. Like, she must be freezing all the time.
Freezing all the time. She'd be there doing a movie, yeah, but only in July, she'd be saying.
Yeah.
Helena Bonham Carter's another one that does all weird movies.
Yeah. Yeah.
Some people just get pulled into it. Like Johnny Depp, he's a weirdo in the movie. He's a weirdo in real life, by all accounts.
Also, Josh Brolin apparently was in... he played Thanos in the Avengers movies, but of course you never got into the Marvel movies.
No, he never could,
That wasn't really your bag. And the other thing is, somebody's been on to say, for an actor, PJ, you haven't a clue. It's a classic. I assume that's a reference to A Country for Old Men.
Oh,
or No Country for Old Men.
Oh, No Country, no film for anyone, is what I'd have called it.
Now, you see, now that that comes up, right, you do like a slow movie.
I do, yeah, I do.
I mean, you liked Castaway and Open Water and all
yeah,
that stuff.
Yeah, I love a slow movie. The less that happens in a movie
and
for me.
So what's wrong with No Country for Old Men?
They have to be good. And No Country for Old Men is absolute dirge. It's the crappest of crap. There's not even... It's just a bunch of actors thinking they're great, looking at each other with weird looks. It's a bunch of actors thinking that they have the quality of Roger Moore, raising their eyebrows and wiggling themselves.
Oh, my God.
That's what it is.
In fact, now you've just reminded me of the only thing that could make that film worse.
Excuse me, it would have rescued the whole movie.
Well, why? What, him standing in the middle of a desert, raising his eyebrow? Would have improved it, would it?
Well, yeah, it would. Imagine, your Spanish lad with the electric cattle rod kills someone for no reason, and you're supposed to be, and then Roger Moore walks in and goes, really? You'd be like, exactly, Roger. That's exactly how I felt about that scene. Ridiculous.
Also, English Lee has been on just to remind us about Chinese New Year.
Happy Chinese
was
New
it,
Year.
Is it today, or was it yesterday? Or
no, it's today.
It's today.
Well, sure, we
and
can
do you know something?
It.
It's my year.
It's
year of the bull.
It's the year of the ox.
Now, I'm ox, bull, you know what I mean? Similar. I'm monkey, obviously.
Ox, bull. Can you imagine someone gave him a bull tail soup? He'd say there was a difference then.
Look at it. The picture looks a bit like a bull.
Okay,
so I'm claiming it as the bull McCabe.
I wonder, what's your actual
My
Chinese?
Actual one is monkey.
You're a monkey.
I'm a monkey.
Yeah. The ox, bull, monkey soup, please. Yeah.
I mean, how could you even ask, considering you'd give me nothing but abuse about being a silverback gorilla? Did you even ask what my Chinese symbol is?
Yeah.
Of course I'm a monkey.
Of course he is, yeah.
You're a rat or something, eh?
Well, yeah, I'm not. Excuse me. I am a beautiful little rabbit.
I'm a rabbit,
yeah, so
oh
is what I am.
Oh, my God, yeah. Are you a rat, Michael? What are you, Michael?
He's a cock.
What? Your thing is up there.
Oh, sorry, I'm a dog.
You're a dog.
It's Tara's the ear of the ox.
Is she?
Yes.
Yeah.
We've a real live ox here in the studio to do this with. This is going
to give her a year of birth there. I shouldn't do that.
Oh, I'll be able to find out now. I'll be looking at the website.
Yeah, no. What he means is the internet doesn't go back to when there was three numbers.
I'm legging it. That's it. I'm hiding it now. We'll have a bit of crack with that then later on.
Yeah, there's definitely something in that, for sure. And listen, anyone else? 087-188-0008. Thanks a million. We can't get through them all, but we appreciate all of the WhatsApps. What have we got? We've got loads of cash, because it's going to stay at loads of cash until it's won now on the Hit Bit on the way in an hour's time. You know the score. Magic Mike standing by, ready to do the business for you. If you can convince him to let you on to play and give him the right answer, over a grand could be yours. Final day of the breakfast table quiz up for grabs as well.
Yeah.
And you're going to do your Dr. Love thing again, are you?
I'm going to do a bit of Dr. Love. People freshening up there. People, you need to freshen up your underpants this weekend. It's Valentine's Day.
Right.
You have to have fresh pants. Now, obviously I won't, but I'm not seeing any. Like, you know, so you have fresh pants now. Please.
That's the key. That's your Dr. Love tip. Fresh pants.
Well, wait, you see the statistics on this. Why Tom Jones is... It's not his birthday and it's not his Chinese New Year, but why he's a bit of a bat. He's a bit batty. You know what I mean, Tom Jones?
See,
he cleans his pants, but he's a bit batty.
Who wouldn't be intrigued by a show that had that? Fine Young Cannibal, She Drives Me Crazy here at Classic Hits. Waking up happy with PJ and Jim. Happy Friday to you, Friday 12th of February, and of course, not far away.
The day of love. Valentine's Day.
It's the big weekend.
It is. It's Valentine's Day on Sunday, of course. It'll be... I suppose it will be different, was it? I can't remember when this thing started.
No, last year we were still...
Was it normal last year, was it?
It was. I was out on the 1st of March last year. I was out doing me thing, so we could still go out and about at this time last year. We were only thinking, imagine that came here, that'd be mad. That was this time last year.
So, Valentine's Day, just like everything else that has happened over the last... It's going to be one of those with a difference. Everything has become with a difference.
But yeah, but Valentine's Day be better.
It'll be better.
Yeah. Valentine's Day, come on, it's a pox. Everybody knows it's a pox. Everything about it is poxy.
It does take the edge off the expectation, I suppose.
Yeah.
But look, you know, hang on a second, Hugh. You're taking on the role of Dr. Love here.
Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen of Ireland, if you're confused, if you're up in arms wondering about how you're going to express your love on Valentine's Day in this world of confusion, Dr. Love is in the house. He's going to tell you.
Very simple.
How to make this happen.
Very simple. Stick on some new cacks. That's really what it's going to come down to. Stick on new cacks. Don't be a dirty, smelly, stained pants little individual like me. Get some new cacks on. Nearly half of people, apparently. Nearly half, it says.
New pants. Now, we are talking new, right? You don't just mean change your underwear, as in clean. Well, you mean new, like shop-bought... Freshly out of the packet, still with the creases from the folds.
Okay, you're going a bit far here. Now, I don't think you should spend money on Valentine's Day, regardless. Even if it is for to have some impressive undercrackers.
And the other thing that you should specify is, now, when you say new pants, do you mean new hanging pants?
Or
do you just mean new, as in... previously unworn?
Oh, come here, if you want to try on some new sexy pants, then stick on the sexy pants, because everybody likes a bit of sexy pants, especially when Valentine's Day falls in the weekend. You can do all the sexy pants you want.
Right.
But lads generally don't have sexy pants.
No. So you're just talking about...
It's went from sexy pants to sexy pants like that. But lads don't tend to have sexy pants. They just wear pants.
So is this just for the lads?
No, not really. Let's be honest, it's mostly for the lads. When they say 47% have worn their pants until they fell apart, I would imagine that's because 47% of the population are male, right?
Right.
And that's what the study says. It doesn't go into the sort of sex and gender roles of it and all. But they do say 1 in 5 feel their other half needs to make an effort. Please make an effort this Valentine's Day. And actually in general, when it comes to changing your pants, they say the biggest turn-offs when it comes to male knickers are stained...
Oh my God!
I don't understand the fuss about a stain. Can I get onto this? That does not mean they're not washed. A stain is a remnant of dirt that once was there and is now no longer there.
But, But if it's a stain, something is still there.
No!
Otherwise, it wouldn't be
true.
A stain.
No, that's not true. It's affected the core of the pant. It's made it look... There was once something there. It is now gone.
Wait a second. There's a big difference between, say, a bleach stain, where something has bleached the colour out
of
it.
Yeah, okay, fine.
Right?
Yeah.
Compared to a stain that's a leftover remnant of an accident.
Well, if you spilled red wine on your pants... And they're clean. They're still clean.
Right.
There's just still red wine stain on them or something.
Okay, right.
You know, I'm just saying, people get very upset. People say, this is, I have a very
serious
problem
with
this.
You know what I mean? If you look at a pair of pants and they're stained, you don't immediately think, I wonder were they drinking red wine maybe, or, you know what I mean?
Well, I tend to look, if I see stained pants, I tend to go, what was I doing there? And put them on and go, okay, get on with my business. Because I know they're clean. You're confused. You know, people that say stains and dirt are the same thing are people that think an open wound and a scar are the same thing. A scar was once an open wound. It was no longer is.
Right.
It can be completely clean.
So your philosophy then for clean underwear is like just leave the dirt there until it gets to a stage where it's, you know, where it's ingrained in the fibre and then it has become a dirt scar and is acceptable in the greater world.
Do you know what you're doing? You're putting words in my mouth here. This is why you should be in politics. I'm just saying, once you wash something, if it's still stained, it doesn't mean it's not. It doesn't mean it's dirty. That's all I'm saying.
Okay.
So if I think,
but either way, you shouldn't have stained pants
for Valentine's Day. The rest of the year, it's fine. I'm wearing stained pants right now. Of course I'm wearing stained
pants.
Yes,
absolutely, ladies and gentlemen. That will go up on social media very shortly.
They're clean. They're clean.
Right, okay. Your stained pants are clean.
So
you should have stain-free, brand spanking new out-of-the-packet pants.
If you can do.
On Valentine's.
Yeah, and it turns out that when it comes to pants, our panting behaviour is quite... We seem to have similarities across the board of the population.
Okay.
So apparently the average adult has 17 pairs of underpants.
Right.
And they wear 10 of their pairs of underpants. On a regular basis.
Yeah.
And there seems to be 7 spare pairs of underpants. I definitely don't fit into this.
Right, no.
I have me pants, I have me week, me underpants, Tuesday pants, Wednesday pants. They all get mixed up, but it works out that way. Do you know the way? Because I've got the yellow checkered ones, and I know when I hit them, I've gone through a cycle. Actually, I'll have them on today, actually. Let me check.
I have them on. I have the yellow checkered ones.
Yeah.
And that signifies...
Well, I've gone through a cycle.
Time to start again.
Yeah, I've gone through a cycle of pants when that comes around, yeah.
Right, okay.
Yeah, so I know. And I'm obviously just beginning a cycle now.
Right.
So that means clean pants for a week now.
Happy days. Yeah. That is good news because it will coincide with...
About half of them will be stained, but clean. But clean.
So you won't be breaking out and going and... Because somebody has texted in to say who your victim is going to be. Like, if you are looking for new pants, who are you going to steal them from?
Oh, for God's sake. Of course, that's still coming up. That's nearly 2 years ago that the pant accident happened at the gym. And I'm still being called a knicker all this time later.
Shocking.
It was an accident.
Unbelievable.
Also, it says 1 in 10 people, they categorise their pants for different activities. So some people have their comfort pants, some people have their exercise pants, and some people have lucky pants. So
yeah, you see, now
that's
where I thought we were going with this, right?
Where was,
I thought we were going towards the lucky pants thing, that the idea that lads would still have this pair of pants that they'd rock around in on Valentine's Day, you know, and they're 20 years old, is because they had some ridiculous belief that the pants were lucky.
Yes.
And they would get lucky in their lucky pants. That's where I thought you were going with this.
Well,
and basically, women are finally saying, look it, your 20-year-old pants... Are not the issue here.
Yeah, right. Well,
just get a new set on.
Oh my God. Well, I'm wearing these yellow checkered pants for the last, I don't know, at least 9 years anyway. And they've been very lucky for me.
Have they? In what way?
As in, basically every Friday is a weekend. And that's when they seem to become around the cycle. You know, it's pretty lucky. I would have thought that's lucky pants.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Probably why they're the most stained of the bunch. Sure, you know, just takeaways and everything have been victim of these pants. Very hard to say goodbye to these when the day comes. Like, it'll be a long goodbye.
Yeah.
One day the elastic's going to go. Well, it's gone, but the jeans keep them up. But one day, like, something ferocious is going to happen. One day you're going to do a karate kick and they'll rip along the grid area. And that'll be it. You know, everything will be hanging out and I'll have to say goodbye to these pants. And that will be a sad day.
Yeah.
And how in the name of God will I know it's Friday then, Jim? You don't even think about that.
It's extraordinary to think that your pants are like a... You know the way some people, they have that thing where they do a quilt, and each square of the quilt represents
a moment from their lives,
an important portion of their life.
Yeah.
And for you, that would be the various stains on your underwear.
I could make a whole quilt out of pants I've been really emotionally attached to over the years. I wish I kept me George Best pants. I could have put these yellow ones on now. It would have been wonderful.
Yeah, returning the Mac, Mark Morrison here at Classic Hits. Thank you for waking up happy with PJ and Jim. Happy Friday to you, Friday 12th of February. And somebody's just said, I don't know why I didn't realise this before, but to be fair, this is John in Rathaut has just pointed out that we now know that you are in fact Rupert Bear. With your yellow check pants.
Never even thought of that.
That is extraordinary. How did I miss that before?
You need a significant coloured pants though. Do you know that way?
Right.
So you can see when you've completed your cycle of pantry. I always think it's like, you know, it's very handy.
Well, but I mean, do you have to actually complete your cycle? Could you not just have, you know, plenty of spares?
No. You need them all to wear. It's like tyres on a car. They have to wear evenly at the same time. Because if they don't, then you could end up, you wouldn't know where you'd end up. You know, you wouldn't know what you'd be doing. Be like that's like wearing one sock from one pair and another sock from another. You have to wear them all even.
How is it the same? It's not the same at all.
I think, I beg to differ. It's essentially the same. You're wearing out one before the other. You're putting the whole system out of whack.
Right.
You know.
God forbid, like you'd have, say, I don't know, double, say, the amount you need.
That's very wasteful. Like, you know, and what's double the amount you need? I mean, like, in fairness, double the amount you need is 14 pairs of pants.
We established that even just the average run of the mill was at least 17. Isn't that what you just said in that story?
Yeah, that's what humans do. I disagree with humans. I think that's outrageous. I think that's very, like, you know, I think that's very, that's like having two cars or three cars when you only need one, or having four gaffs when you only can live in the one. You know, I think that's a bit salubrious.
That's what you're equating, having an extra pair of pants with having another house.
Well, it's like having an extension you never use then. It's at least as bad as that. Like, you could get 15 years out of a pair of pants if you have five pairs of pants, like. Oh, no, okay, you need seven. You need one for every day, right? Okay, let me think this through. Yeah, I mean, that's years of use out of that.
Wow. Okay. You know, anyway, on a separate subject, Paddy Spadani wants to wish his missus a happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
Doesn't tell us much about his missus, just that she's his missus.
Well, happy birthday, missus.
Oh, there it is. Anne Louise.
Happy birthday to you.
It was buried in a WhatsApp from earlier on. So, Anne Louise, happy birthday to you. Have a good one from Paddy.
Have a great one.
087-188-0008 if you want to give us a shout, especially if you fancy having a go at the hit bit. It's on the way in less than half an hour's time, in fairness. Over a grand up for grabs. Magic Mike standing by. Usual story. Just convince him that you can get on to play. 087-188-0008. Baby Bird, you're gorgeous. Here are Classic Hits. Happy Friday to you. Waking up happy with PJ and Jim. Hit bit on the way. Magic Mike standing by. Over a grand to play for. Let him know that you want to have a go. He's on WhatsApp 087-188-0008. Baby Bird, You're Gorgeous. Would that qualify as a love song?
I think so. Of course, yeah. I think that fits the weekend quite well. Yeah.
The reason I ask is because the other thing you can actually, Magic Mike is on the lookout for what you think is the ultimate love song, right? Your favourite love song. You know, what you call it? Voice of a Thousand Souls does
Endo
his love
Murphy.
Song show.
Oh, Mr. Love himself.
Every Sunday, isn't it? Sunday morning?
Every Sunday morning. How you doing, Mr. Love?
Just sit back and let the sound of my voice feel like candle wax of a normal temperature rolling down your face. Yeah.
So, we're on the lookout for the ultimate love song with Valentine's Day on the way on Sunday. We want to know what your choice would be. So, 087-188-0008, let us know on WhatsApp. We'll play the most popular one, the favourite one, the nation's number one love song. 087-188-0008. But, so there was, just to get, kind of start the ball rolling, right? Magic Mike threw together a few clips.
Very good.
Okay, the stuff like this.
Let's stick together.
Al Green, Let's Stay Together. You know, very obvious sentiment.
Great song, yeah.
Good song, good tune, that one, in fairness. What else has he got in here? Again, these kind of things would sort of work as well. You've got this.
I guess you said what can make me feel this way.
Again, yeah, very obvious one, kind of good sentiment in that. And then you got, like, you got this kind of stuff, you know, good belter this. a biggie.
Definitely a love song. She annoys me the way she harps on in it, but yeah, it's definitely a big love song.
That could be a biggie, all right. And then, of course, he asks, you know, the team for some of their favourites, right? And there's kind of a few surprises in here. Like, this is Tara's one, right?
Roxanne, you don't have to put on the red light.
So, Tara's favourite love song is about a lady of the night there.
Don't have to put on the red light.
I mean, I assume the subliminal message is, look, you know, I know you're looking for love, but you don't have to do that. You don't have to put the red light on.
Come here,
you know
what I mean? That's a very peculiar,
Or else is the, you know, if you really want love, you have to pay for it. I don't know what the message is there. That's Tara's favourite.
I think that's just,
very good song, mind you.
Great song, but I never would have thought it was a love song. I mean, it's literally a love song. It's literally a song about, nighttime scandal where you've made all sorts of equipment.
And then, of course, there was no surprise that this was going to feature.
Whoa, whoa, whoa.
That was obviously PJ's favourite.
But
it does pose the question, right? Again, that's basically a song about, you know, we're going to have to break up.
No.
We can't be lovers because how can we be lovers? We can't even be friends.
No, Jim, you're misunderstanding the entire ethos.
But honestly, it's a weird thing because that's PJ's one. And then Mike said to me, what's yours, Jim? What are you going to go for?
Oh,
and the ones I ended up thinking of were, right, there was this one, which I think is a great song. Great song, right? Dire Straits' Romeo and Juliet.
Great song.
When you actually dig into it, it's about a guy being dumped.
Yeah. There's a lot of that goes on.
So that's not great. And then I thought, right, well, if I didn't have that one, what would I have instead, right? So I thought, well, this is always a great song.
And I don't want the world to see me, 'cause I don't think that they'd understand.
Again, and then you dig into it, it's about... One of them dies at the end, doesn't it?
Yeah, I think so. I was just about to say, I kind of nearly swallowed my tongue. I was like, this is all getting very tragic now, isn't it?
So,
all of a sudden, it turns out none of us even know what a love song is. Hold on a minute.
And of course, that's without even playing Mike's favourite one of Suzanne Vega and Luca.
I know. Like, I mean. Yeah, and here's a famous love song. This is literally a song about a woman trying to escape a terrible situation.
So anyway, so you can see we're not great at this. We need your suggestions. 087-188-0008. What is the ultimate love song?
Why didn't I just pick Johnny Logan?
Ireland's classic hits. And now, the Hit Bit with Supermax. Whether you're into taco, curry, cheese, or garlic fries, we have something for everyone. Order online, available at supermax.ie.
Hit Bit. It's a bit of a really famous hit. It's a bit, just a bit from a classic hit. But what hit is it?
The classic hit bit is worth €1,040 this morning. We've a load of cash to give away. And one more listen before we get stuck in. We'd love to give it away for the Valentine's weekend. You can get candles delivered with your takeout and everything. Make a real special day of it. So first up to play this morning is going to be Terry Mee. How are you, Terry?
Fine, lads. Not too bad.
What's the crack with you, Terry? Where are you this morning?
On the way to a toy from Dublin.
All right, bit of work.
Yeah, I'm a carpenter.
Oh, very good.
All right, very good. Good stuff. And what's in it? Is it just like a house or is it a... Well, I suppose it has
HSC
to be, doesn't
work.
It? It's all what?
HSC work, you know. HSC work.
HSC work, right.
Very good.
I'm always so jealous of carpenters and all. Like, my hands are... they're literally ornamental. They're there just so I have...
So your sleeves don't fall down, basically. You need somewhere to put your watch.
Yeah, that's really it.
That's about the size of it,
I just can never...
I know the feeling.
Yeah, it's great I'm doing a DIY show, isn't it? We'd love to give you a few quid this morning, Terry. What do you think?
Notorious
B.I.G. Well, let's
wow.
see, yeah.
Right.
Wow, that is a biggie, isn't it?
Mm.
Oh, yeah, come on. No, it's wrong, sorry.
sorry about that, Terry. Stay safe.
Yeah, happy Friday to you, Terry. Have a safe drive. Take care of yourself, man. Cheers.
Thanks. All right.
Donna Collins is on the other phone. How are you, Donna?
Hi, Oh, very good, guys. I'm just with my little girl. She's a week old today and I'm sleep deprived. You're getting me through it.
Oh, no way. Oh, my God. Happy
you do realise that this woman is now like she's almost hallucinogenic.
Yeah.
She's so desperate for sleep. She's got anything could happen.
Oh, I'm seeing things, lads. I swear to God.
Oh, so, wow.
Your baby girl's only a week old.
Aideen is her name, yeah, and her daddy Dennis is asleep. He's in the other room because he's teaching.
Oh, typical of him. Typical of him to be asleep. Oh, yeah. You're sleep deprived. He's snorting his bonce off.
Maybe he was up doing the night feeds. You never know.
No, nah, I'm breastfeeding, so he doesn't have those.
I don't think he has the apparatus. Yeah. I guess. Yeah. That's
did he even try? Did he even try?
She tried all right, but she didn't get nowhere.
Well, that's great news. I'm delighted
for
you.
Yeah, congratulations, Donna. Congratulations. Well done.
Yeah, happy week birthday or whatever you'd say. Yeah.
Right now, the icing on the cake, of course, would be to take the grand. Little Aideen could have all sorts of goodies with that €1,000, I tell you. Right, what are you going for, Donna?
I was thinking, is it you're as cold as ice?
Oh, great. Very appropriate.
Oh, very good.
Very appropriate. What do you think, Michael?
Unfortunately, Aideen, I have to be cold as ice myself. It is wrong. I know. I wish I could give you the cash or sleep or something, but I can't do nothing. Yeah,
exactly. We all wanted Donna to win that.
Yeah. I take a purple hoodie if you have one. I know they're only for the
all right, Donna, just because you're kind of baby doesn't mean you're going to be a scab.
Yeah. I probably best they did the quiz.
Probably best to go and have a lie down, Donna. That's probably the best thing to do. Listen, happy Friday to you, Donna. Have a great day. Take care of yourself.
Right,
cheers.
See you, Donna.
Bye-bye. Thank you, Donna.
Should we give her the hoodie? I give her the hoodie. I feel bad now, don't you? I'll give her the hoodie.
After all she's been through, there's you calling her names on the radio.
She's delirious and everything. Sleep deprived.
I'll give her the hoodie.
Well done, you. It's the least you could do. Least you could do. Right, so it means that Niall Boylan is going to take up the gauntlet at 1:30 today. Another opportunity for you to win over £1,000. You can check out classichits.ie for all the previous guesses. Big is still the clue. By the way, just a quick reminder that we're still taking your suggestions for the love songs, aren't we, Michael? We're going to dig out a few more.
Yes, we are. I might throw my own little one in there as well, lads, actually.
Yeah. By the way, in case you missed it earlier on, right?
I have another one.
The selection of the team here, right? We were asked for favourite love songs. We ended up, Tara's is about a prostitute. PJ's is about a breakup. Mine is about being dumped. And Mike's is about domestic abuse.
I didn't know it was about that.
It's just, what sort of a dysfunctional operation is this?
Tragedy seems to be a running theme around these parts,
doesn't it?
Yeah, yeah.
And to top it off, just to give you a sample, the Bomber Brown, you know the Bomber Brown? The Butcher Brown of old Cronington.
I do, just
absolutely.
Yeah.
He's been on with his suggestion, which was Girlfriend in a Coma.
What else would you expect from that? Lunatic. Absolute lunatic of a man. God, text us all your good ones.
Says everything you need to know. Wham, wake me up before you go. Happy Friday. Thank you for waking up happy with PJ and Jim. Thanks for letting us hang out with you on your Friday morning. 087-188-0008. Still taking your nominations and suggestions for the ultimate love song, Valentine's Day, this coming Sunday. Our selections didn't go great. Has to be said, selections of the team didn't quite pan out. So Mike is putting together the list of the ultimates, right? What's going to get the most votes as the greatest love song of them all? And we'll try and give it a spin before we finish the show. So you can keep them coming in, 087-188-0008. But in the meantime, of course, today is the start of Chinese New Year, yeah?
It is today. Is the start of a 7-day, well, it actually can go up to a 16-day festival, but generally a 7-day holiday in China of the New Year, the celebration of the New Year and all new things to come and all of that. And of course, as we know, each year in each New Year in China is sort of marked by a certain animal and the certain characteristics of people who are born in that year. And of course, there's all variations of that too. But this is the year of the ox.
It's
the year of the ox. Is this happy Chinese New Year?
Which is Tara's year. Tara was born in year of the ox.
She certainly was, and I have never been one to sort of bite into this. So you know, the sort of. you know, looking at the stars or maybe your star signs. Like, look at this. I've changed my mind. I completely and utterly believe in all this.
You're a believer now.
I'm a believer, Jim. I'm a complete believer.
Why is that? Because Tara was born in the year of the ox?
Well, this is the year of the... Yes.
So why? What are the characteristics?
Well, you know, I suppose there's a bit of bullheadedness there. But let's go into this, right? So if you're... This ox is the second of all zodiac animals, right? So just to describe what's happened this year. The ox was supposed to be the first of all zodiac animals. But apparently, according to legend, the ox was about to arrive first. And then a rat says, "Here, you wouldn't give us a lift, would you?" And the ox goes, "Yeah, jump on me back there." And then just as they got to the gate,
is this a cartoon? You were just, what the hell is this?
No, this is the legend about why they became... Jade the Emperor said the order of the animals arriving to him would decide what order they would be in the zodiac.
Of course he did.
Right?
Yeah.
So as they arrived, the ox was going to be forced.
Yeah.
And a rat says, "Give us a lift there, will you?" And the rat got on his head. And then as they were about to arrive to the Emperor Jade, the rat jumped off your man's head and ran in force. There you go. Take that.
Take it over.
So that's why the ox is the second. Yeah, rats, eh? I think, do we have one of them here?
No.
No, we don't. So, an ox. What are oxes like? Well, the ox is associated with the earthly branch. They're supposed to be slightly bullheaded. They're supposed to be hard-working. Get their
hard
head down.
Hard-working?
Don't look for praise that they let their work.
I say, whoa, hard-working. Tara was born in year of the ox.
Honest and earnest. I'll definitely give her that now. If she has a thought, you're going to hear about it. Right? I'll give her that.
It's just a hard working bit, like.
Okay, great.
You know. No, to be fair, let's be fair. She does work very hard. Just not very
just
often.
Just when she's here. Yeah, you know, when she comes in. The odd time. When she's here, she puts her...
Show you. Shoulder to the wheel.
Friends, if she works a Monday and a Tuesday, she probably needs 3 days off because she went so hard at it.
Maybe that's it.
Yeah, I think that's so. They believe everyone should do what's asked of them and stay within their bounds. This does sound like Tara, man.
Mm.
And it also says there, though they are kind, it's difficult for them to understand persuasion using pathos. So you can't, you know, asking for sympathy is a waste of time.
Absolutely.
This
hard
is
as nails.
Tara, man.
Hard
and
as nails.
Rarely lose their temper. But they think logically and they make great leaders. So I looked more thinking about Tara.
Right.
So every year, she was born in a year I've just figured out, so it makes her a water ox.
Right.
And water oxes, right, comfortable early life, it says, and then they're respected in their entire life. They may have a loving family, but it's recommended they marry late.
Right.
I guess it's hard when you want your way all the time. I don't know, Jim.
Yeah.
I'm just saying. So, it means I'd like to know, what were you again? What's your
I'm the monkey.
Of course, yeah. Jim the
what
monkey.
What do you mean, of course? Are we going to get into the silverback gorilla slagging again?
No, I'm not going to at all. I'm just saying it suits you. That's all I'm saying.
Right.
You know,
and what's this year hold for the monkey then?
Well, it's sort of this. Well, I suppose this year we're all in for more or less the same thing.
Great.
You know, that's
fantastic.
The problem. It's just how you deal with it and you know, what your personality tells you how you will handle it.
Right.
Right? So the monkey, or you would be the monkey, you look, it's disgusting the way it says all these characteristics about everyone else, right? And you go straight into the monkey and it says, "Monkeys like eating peaches," it says.
Eating peaches?
Yeah, but it says you could be associated with a long life, it says.
Yeah, I'll take that.
It says that your most defining trait is your intelligence.
Yes.
As children, you win awards and the praises of teachers. As adults, they gain recognition and make great leaders.
Well, thank you.
I would say you're definitely leading everything here. I mean, if you didn't do that, nobody would. Let's be honest. It says, due to this, it's understandable that monkeys can be a bit arrogant from time to time.
How very dare you.
And are often quite disrespectful and can be self-centred, making decisions. Jim, this isn't working out well
not
for you.
Not at all. This has gone horribly wrong all of a sudden.
Monkeys can be very jealous, especially when people are doing better than them.
Yes.
Very competitive. Positive and negative. They're very competitive. Jim!
Unbelievable.
Look at this.
It was going very well for a while. You couldn't have just stopped there, no.
This says also they're willing to listen to critique and learn from their mistakes.
Yes.
And they're calm and logical thinkers. And they're always able to be the final winner in the end. That's what it says about
That'll
monkeys.
Do. I'll take that. Stop there.
Are you sure?
What about for you as a rabbit or Mike as a dog? Is there anything in the ox year for the you pair?
Yeah, there is, yeah. Well, yeah, hold on a second now.
Right. Do you want me to come back to you on it?
No, I have it here.
Okay.
A dog, defining characteristic is his loyalty. Really?
Oh, yeah, well... And that should be interesting over the next one.
They will never abandon their workmates.
Oh my God,
friends.
He would run out the door with
Mike. Look at
this
fella, honest.
He's literally, he's got his coat on.
Look at this fella, honest and just, popular in social circles. Everybody needs a dog in their life, it says.
That's unreal. I mean, obviously.
A dog is the friend I have in this year, it says.
We've made a mistake assuming that Mike was a dog.
Wow.
Loyal to his workmates.
Here's the good.
I say.
Here's something we can joy about him, though. Worried and anxious constantly on the inside.
That's true.
What, even though they won't let it stop them. This is my call. Oh,
oh
man.
My God, yeah.
Once they decide on something, no one can talk them out of it. Well, that's because he goes into such a tumble, you know.
Yeah, no, yeah. Oh, Jay, I'll tell you, the sky has fallen
here. Yeah, no, Mike, seriously, it'll be all right. I don't think
no,
so.
No, it won't.
Oh, it's going to be the end of the world.
Yeah. Come on, quickly then. What about you, your rabbit?
Oh, my, yeah, okay, right, 1 second. I just need to find the rabbit. Okay, here we go. Out to outsiders, rabbit may seem kind. In truth, they're
personal. Not to their nephews on their communion day, anyway.
Yeah, it also says they could be looked on as soft and weak. Jeepers, I'm not coming out to see them. Steadily they'll move towards their goal, no matter what negativity they get off everyone else. Oh, jeepers, Jim. They've decent reasoning skills. And no attention to detail. Ah, for God's sake.
Oh, my God. There is something in it.
They do make... They do make good socialisers and have an attractive aura. However, they find it hard to open up to others and use escapism for everything. A plain and routine life won't suit you. Ah, Jim. How did this end so badly for me? I'm going to have a terrible year.
Wow, that's amazing.
Yeah.
A plain and simple life won't suit you.
It says they need surprises to spot. Rabbits who are born in my year aren't sly, it says, but they have tricks up their sleeves and they should start. If they start a career successfully, it might carry on. Holy God, you're a mad monkey. He's a loyal dog. Tara's a bull-headed success person and I'm someone that's just hanging in.
God, maybe there is something in all of this mad astrology, carry on.
I believed it all until you got to me.
Really?
Yeah. Do you know what I need? I need Mike to come in here and pet me.
All night long from Lionel Richie here at Classic Hits. Waking up happy with PJ and Jim. Happy Friday. Just got an update from Magic Mike about the current state of play on the love song vote. Remember, we're looking for you to decide on the ultimate love song, your favourite, the greatest love song. And at the moment, do you know what's in the lead, PJ?
What is it now?
Foreigner. I want to know what love is.
You're joking me.
I know, yeah.
For the love of God, start texting Johnny Logan immediately, people.
Like, I mean, look, see, I mean, far be it from us to hijack the vote, but really, you want us to play Foreigner? I want to know what love is.
Ah, yeah.
There's somebody else is out there hijacking that vote.
They are, yeah. There's definitely some Facebook post.
What was the name of the lead singer of Foreigner?
Yeah,
he's cost him a fortune.
Drumming up a fortune.
So anyway, listen, let it be known. What is your absolute ultimate love song? What do you think is the greatest love song of them all? We'll try and play it before the end of the show. Let us know. 087-188-0008. That vote is continuing. And also, an update on the Chinese New Year. We were talking about Tara being Year of the Ox. But no, in sync with her true zodiac animal... She's not that. She's a sneak.
She's a sneaky little rat.
She was a rat.
She's born in the Year of the Ox, but she was born in January before the turn. So she's actually, her sign is a rat. So she's the sneaky one.
That makes so much sense.
Unbelievable.
So much sense. Totally she piggyback on the hard graft of others and then jump in front.
So I've just looked up the rat characteristics and it's optimistic and energetic. It says sensitive to others' emotions but are very stubborn with their opinions.
Yes.
It also says their personality is kind but due to weak communication skills they can appear rude sometimes.
She won't like that. She won't like that.
And it also says, she's robbed my animal here, says on the financial side she loves saving, can be a bit stingy.
Oh right.
So they're a bit stingy there. So, I think she's going to be sorry she told us she was the rat afterwards. Hates wasting money on unnecessary things.
Yeah.
Like an eighth pair of underpants, I would say.
The one thing that a few people on WhatsApp did pick up on in relation to the hard work that was associated with the ox was that Tara works extremely hard at thinking of ways to get a day off.
Ireland's classic hits. Breakfast Table Quiz.
It's time for the Breakfast Table Quiz. Win the best prize out there is.
The Breakfast Table Quiz with Kilmartin Educational Services. In class or online, learn and revise safely and get ahead with Julie's. CKES.ie.
Right, here we go. It's always winning day Friday on the Breakfast Table Quiz. This is where we'll find out whether our existing score of 12 is going to scoop our prize this week, or can somebody nip in there at the end, get 13 and take the loss. The lot being that year's supply of Faith in Nature, the friendliest brand for the environment and your skin. It's a basically it's helping you and beauty fans tap into the power of nature. It's natural and ethical products. They're now available in the likes of McCabe's Pharmacy and Lloyd's Pharmacies around the country. It's a natural collection of shampoos, conditioners, body washes, soaps, you name it, it's all there, harnessing the healing power of nature, and it's totally free from all artificial colours. It's cruelty free, totally ethical and vegan. And if you want to check it out for yourself, you can do it on Instagram at faithinnature _IRE, or on Facebook at facebook.com/faithinnature.
So 13 is the score we need to take the lead on the Breakfast Table Quiz. It's a big ask when it gets to this high, but you never know, could pip at the post for a Friday. And Heather Cullen is going to play. How are you, Heather?
All right, lads, yourselves, not a bother.
Not good, so bad. Where are you this morning, Heather?
Nice. No snow. Yay!
Yay! I'm on your side there all day long.
Yeah. You're part of the anti-snow brigade, I tell you here. That's for sure.
Totally.
So listen, what's your Friday hold for you, Heather? What's the plan for this or the weekend? I mean, are you expecting anything exciting and romantic and sexy on Valentine's Day?
Well, with one hand, I can't do much, but yeah, okay.
Yeah, okay, yeah, well, yeah, you know, just you make of it what you will.
Yeah. Well, wow, behave.
That's going to be, I think it's going to be basically takeouts for everybody this weekend, isn't it?
Well, maybe, we'll see.
You see, depends.
Most mysterious woman in Ireland on the phone here.
Absolutely, yeah. Right, well, listen, Heather, here's the challenge for you. We've got 60 seconds. You need to get at least 13 correct answers. You ready for it?
Yep.
Best of luck. Here we go.
How many sides does a cylinder have?
Five.
Three. What is the name of the Roman god of war?
Oh, Thor.
It's Mars. What is the name given to the fat of a whale?
Rubber.
What Italian city is famous for the Leaning Tower?
Pizza.
How many years are there in a millennium?
1,000.
Yeah. What is graphology?
Study of graph.
It's the study of handwriting. What colour are the Smurfs?
Blue.
What is the name of the trophy presented to the winners of the All-Ireland Hurling title?
Oh, it's not the Sam Maguire, it's the other one. Oh, I can't think of it.
It's the McCarthy Cup. Which bird symbolises peace?
The dove.
What is the name of the fairy in Peter Pan?
Tinkerbell.
Yeah, what is the centre of a hurricane called?
The eye.
Who painted the Mona Lisa?
Leonardo da Vinci.
What is the name of Barbie's partner?
Ken.
What is the name of the blue forgetful fish in Finding Nemo?
Oh, Dory.
It is Dory.
Yes, well done. Well
done. I'll tell you something, you are flying when you got going, Heather.
There was a surge at the end there. This could make it interesting. There was a bit of a surge at the end.
Yes, it was a rough start, but then flying, absolutely flying after that.
Right, are you ready, Heather? This is the official count. Here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Just came up a bit short in the end. Sorry about that, Heather.
No, no worries.
It was a good run, though, in fairness. Fair play to you. It was a good old fight there.
Absolutely.
Since you're giving the hoodie to the nice lady that has a 1 week old baby, I'd like her hoodie too.
I don't know about that. If you had a week old baby there, I'd say Mike would be sending because he felt guilty.
Well, I've only one hand, so I need something to keep my broken hand warm.
There you go, you see?
She's got a broken hand. Okay, yeah. We'll put you
in. Tell you something. Heather's just given a totally new meaning to one-armed bandit.
Yeah.
She's trying to blag a hoodie out of Mike here.
He opened my Christmas present already, so I'm waiting for that.
Right, okay.
Right, well,
I'll tell you what, we'll plead your case with Michael. That's the best we can do. Listen, happy Friday, Heather. Have a great weekend.
You too, lad.
Cheers.
See you, Heather. Take care.
This love from Maroon 5. Here are Classic Hits. Waking up happy with PJ and Jim. Thank you for that. Happy Friday. She is still taking your votes for the ultimate love song ahead of Valentine's Day on Sunday. What's going to get the top vote? The last time we checked in with Mike, it was Foreigner. I want to know what love is. We're desperately hoping there's a certain surge of voting in other directions. Just to give you some of the other things that have been coming in, some of the other suggestions. That's a good one. That is a good
cracking
one.
Song.
Yeah, so Bon Jovi's Bed of Roses, that's been suggested by some people. This one came in. I kind of wouldn't have thought of this one. I can't live with you. with or without you?
I don't know. That to me is another one of those, like, it's a, is it a love song or not? He's basically saying, even when you're not here, you're doing me head in.
Well, is I that don't know a, if that's, a, I can't live with or without you.
Yeah. So when you're here, you're very annoying. And when you're not here, you're very annoying.
I miss you being annoying.
I miss your annoying head around the place. Is that what that's saying?
I'm not really sure. And then this one has come in again. Not one I would have thought of. Wouldn't have thought of that. Wouldn't have even. Obviously, I'll tell you something. Obviously, the rockers were out voting big style. Guns N' Roses, U2, and Bon Jovi.
It's all, yeah. Tell you something. People are obviously getting a penchant for Lycra pants or something.
Anyway, keep the votes coming in. 087-188-0008. We might reveal the winner after nine as to the one you voted the ultimate love song. So let us know. Still plenty of time to get your votes in. And funnily enough, ahead of Valentine's weekend, right, if you're if you were somebody who was on the lookout for love, and if you decided that PJ's suggestion earlier for buying new pants wasn't the way to go, maybe you might not have to do anything. Maybe just by virtue of whatever your name is, you're destined for love.
Well, this is it. If you're out looking for love, they've revealed the names most likely to be associated with romantic personalities. So they have.
Really?
So they've given us the top three.
So if you're called this name, you're just instinctively romantic.
It seems to be our most likely, yeah, to have romantic
lay
names.
It on me, PJ.
Well,
lay
I
it
will.
On me.
Do you want the girls or the boys first?
Give me it all.
Okay, I'll give you. There doesn't seem to be a five in the women. Other does. I'll give you the five ladies first then, right? So Cheryl, it's a name that means darling or dear one. So if you're with a Cheryl, you're very. She's likely to be quite the romantic sort.
Right.
Although I always find, and like, I'm not wanting to be rude or anything here, I always find when women say they're romantic, it means they expect you to be romantic
yeah,
to
exactly,
them.
Yeah.
Whereas when men
it
are mean, romantic,
what it actually means is they're demanding.
Well, it's our day. There's expectation, right? There's definitely an expectation.
Yeah.
But when lads say they're romantic, it means
they actually do the stuff.
You know, they're the, yeah,
buy the flowers, buy yeah, the chocolates, buy the presents.
You come home and they're dressed in a tuxedo for no reason, standing in the house after I have prepared a feast fit for a queen. And, you know, the dog has a dicky bow on and all of that sort of stuff. You
right.
Know, there's some sort of setup. So I don't know, because I actually can't even think at the moment. What is a romantic gesture?
From a woman.
From a man, what is it? What would that look like?
Yeah, you have to be careful as well, because if you get a lad's opinion on that, it could get very...
I know, you know, I keep it clean.
It could get very
people.
Grown up all of a
keep
sudden.
Keep it clean
so
now, come
maybe
on.
Maybe we'll move on. But right, so Cheryl, look, no disrespect to any Cheryls out there. Slightly surprised by that.
Same here. It doesn't even seem like that much. Like, these are names in Ireland, so I
yeah.
don't know a lot of Cheryls.
No,
it's
that
Ireland.
Common a name, yeah.
Number four is Amy. And Amy's is all, yeah, Amy. The literal,
there's a kind of a cuteness about Amy.
There is. And the literal meaning of the name means to love. As in, like, you know, Ami, love me,
oh,
in
right.
French, the whole thing. Yeah, so there you go. Ella, the Hebrew name meaning a goddess.
Emma?
Ella.
Oh, Ella.
Yeah.
Okay.
So that kind of, you know, that rings bells. I know two Ellas.
Wella, Ella, Ella, huh?
Yeah. Ella, Ella, Ella. It doesn't work at all.
Oh, Wella, Ella, Ella. Mm. Tell me more.
Oh, my God. Jim, I can't even believe you attempted that one. Oh, friends, you got me on my gag anyway.
Exactly.
Aoife is the Irish name that means beauty, and that's number two.
Aoife?
Yeah, everyone I ever met called Aoife is brilliant. I've never
especially
met
especially at chocolate biscuit cakes.
Especially, yeah, especially brilliant at making chocolate biscuit cakes and being very funny and loud.
And very, very funny and loud.
I'm definitely not talking about one particular Aoife.
No, no.
I'm just saying
we don't
all
know any funny, loud chocolate biscuit cake making Aoifes.
Who are delightful company altogether.
Exactly.
Yeah. So there's I definitely agree Aoife's with
that. Number two.
Every Aoife I've ever met has been great.
Right.
Great crack. There's something about the name and Aoife. And Cara.
Now, these are, if you call these, right, this means you're destined for love, is it?
No, you're more likely to be a romantic person.
A romantic person,
you're much
right,
more likely
okay.
to have a romantic sort of personality around you. You
right,
know
okay.
Way? You want to watch, sit around, watch weepy movies and, you know, you cry when you see people, you see a fella hanging around with us, Jack Russell at the chipper or something. I don't really know.
Right,
I'm,
okay.
Obviously, I'm not, I don't have a...
And the number one then?
And the number one is Cara. Cara's the number one for women. So Irish name, that means...
If you know a Cara, she's a romantic old soul.
Yeah, darling or beloved is what it means. And then that brings on to the lads.
Well, it's just a matter of interest. I assume there's no names given for, like, you know, the least romantic people, is there?
No, they don't right. do that, no. But probably I have a funny feeling PJ's in there. Fellas with double letters in their names, anyway.
Right, so give us the, what, is this the lads countdown? Yeah. The top five most romantically natured lads.
The thing is, I read this wrong, right? It gets to number four, and then there's an ad, and then there's number five. So I actually thought Aldi was the name of one of the least romantic name for a man.
Hey.
But it's not
there. It's quite a romantic place.
Daryl is the.
Daryl?
Daryl! I don't even know. I've never met a Daryl in Ireland. I don't know a Daryl.
It's a Daryl that texts the show, all right, but...
There you go.
That's the only one I know.
So he, an English name that means dear one. Tig. If your name is Tig. Now, come here. I know a lot of... I know a few Tigs, right?
Yeah.
And I something about the name Tig. It doesn't say... Tig for me is like one of those names. I can... When you say the name Tig, I can taste whiskey and smell muck. Do you know what I mean? It's a real.
No, you said Tig, and that's exactly. I just saw a farm.
Yeah,
I saw a big cow shed, and a tractor and stuff.
Exactly. Yeah,
that's what I saw.
There's no.
But hey, I mean, look at many a woman has been wooed by road frontage.
I'm just saying.
So who's to say? Maybe Tig's a very romantic thing.
I don't know. If you rang sort of like Patrick Ebo's restaurant, he says book table for two, and he says who Tig? They say you're only messing. I'm not falling for that one again.
Yeah, that prank again.
Yeah, there you man. Yeah, he turns up in his wellies and thinks he's all that. David, a Hebrew name that means sweetheart or it means beloved. That's right. The third one. Lennon, if your first name is Lennon, never trust someone who has a second name as a first name.
Yeah. Not these are that. Irish names.
These are people in Ireland. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Lennon,
yeah.
I've never met a Lennon as a first name.
Never met a Lennon as a
lots of Lennon
name.
Surnames, but no Lennon first name.
I always wonder, if people who have surnames as first names is a peculiar thing.
Yeah.
I've never been able to get my head around it. You know what I mean? Imagine you met a McCabe, Jim. You're only messing.
Yeah.
I can't take you seriously.
You're slagging me. That's what you're doing.
And Connor is the number one, which means lover Connor. Of wolves, apparently. Connor. I mean, the only Conor I think about is Conor McGregor. And I'd say there's more romance in the back of an old tractor than there is in Conor McGregor. He's definitely not a romantic...
I'm surprised by that, though. I don't know what I was expecting in terms of, like, romantic names, but they weren't. Conor's and Tig's and Lennon.
I was thinking real normal names. I was thinking, like, Mike's and James's and all. Lads who have to make up for their names being very normal. You know, go the extra yard. You know, Sean's and Peter's and Paul's. I was thinking they'd be the most romantic people in the world, to be honest with you. You know, Jackson, Jerry.
I was actually thinking there was going to be, you know, like, Rudolph.
Did you? Oh, you thought it was like...
Rudolph, I just realised. I was thinking originally something like Rudolph Nureyev or something, and then I just realised Rudolph. What's the name of a red-nosed reindeer? What's romantic about that?
Imagine how embarrassed a woman would be if a fella called Rudolph showed up to her workplace with a bunch of flowers. She's like, who's that? Oh, God, please don't ask me. I, Rudolph O'Reilly, ask you to be my beloved wife forever and ever, amen. Rudolph, seriously, you're embarrassing the life out of me. We need to have a chat when I get home.
Hello, Mr. Blue Sky, here at Classic Hits. Happy Friday to you. Thank you for waking up happy with PJ and Jim. And it's time. Now it's time to reveal what you voted as the ultimate love song. Of course, Valentine's Day is happening this Sunday. I was just thinking to myself, my God, this Sunday, it couldn't happen on a better day when you've got Voice of a Thousand Souls himself doing love songs on a Sunday morning on Valentine's Day.
It's unreal,
isn't
it? I
mean, he will...
It's like
he'll explode, he'll melt or
it's
something.
It's like a Christmas that only comes every 7 years.
For him.
He's going to be like the Santa of Valentine's.
Can you imagine him lashing out the Valentine's requests?
Can you imagine him?
He loves you. He loves you so much.
He loves you almost as much as I feel I like saying this thing. Oh, you people going to have the happiest day.
It's going to be incredible. Tell you. Not to be missed.
Not to be missed, definitely.
Edna Murphy lulling you back to sleep. Yeah. I mean, in the kind of cosy, you know.
In the cosy way, yeah.
In the drippy chocolate way.
Of course, yeah.
You know, on a Sunday morning on Valentine's Day. With all of your love songs. So you'll have a field day, so make sure you check that out.
But I can't wait to hear what you steal for his missus and all.
I just rented a white horse to ride to Black Rock. Chase. Yeah. I'm going to get chased by a checkpoint as I get to the door. And when she says, what are you doing? I'm riding this love stallion into your life. Baby.
Yeah, he'll have a picture of a painting of him stripped to the waist. Aboard a white stallion of love.
I'm like Vladimir Putin on a white stallion.
Attaboy, Andy. Attaboy. Wow, I'll tell you something, Mrs. Voice of a Thousand Souls.
You're in for a great week.
Right. Right, so what was it that Ireland decided was the ultimate love song? Right, well, let's in the true way of, you know, proper DJs, what proper DJs would have done.
Exactly.
If only we knew any. Right? At number three. Are you ready? Are you ready for love? Yes, I am for you. You see, sometimes that can kind of slip by. You know, when you get an upbeat love song.
I know, I never think of it, to be
exactly.
honest.
Exactly. Yeah. When you think of something that's upbeat, you tend not to. You always assume love songs are slow and. You know,
about heartbreak and all of that, or, yeah. you know, or pleading for someone to come
Elton
back.
Elton John being all jolly and everything.
It's great. I actually like that a lot, to be honest.
I do,
with you,
yeah. I do. That's one of my favourite Elton John tunes. Right, so what made it to number two? This is a bit more traditional, you might say. Number two was this. 'Cause I am your lady. And you are my man. What more do you need to say?
Well, apart from the fact that it's one of the cheesiest songs I've ever heard in my life.
Love and cheese, baby, love and cheese.
It is ham and cheese, that one, isn't it? Like, it's a great old song, but yeah, it's so sweet it would rot your teeth. Like.
Yeah, yeah, that's I don't know why that just brings about visions of to be honest with you, that actually brings about visions of women who have broken up eating huge tubs of ice cream.
Yeah, yeah, sitting there watching a weepy movie. Into the Ben and Jerry's. Can't stop eating this wonderful vanilla and chocolate. Oh, my heart, my heart.
Exactly. Right, so that was your three, your two. So what was your number one? Well, we did warn you, but it didn't seem to stop.
Doesn't matter. People have voted. They want cheesy classics for Valentine's Day, and this is the one.
That's the one.
It's not a bad old tune. I mean, it's no Johnny Logan classic, but it's all right.
Ireland's ultimate love song. I've got to take a little time. There it is, the song you voted as the ultimate love song. That got the most votes in our little poll for the ultimate love song. Nothing says love more than a man with a perm singing on the top of a tall building, I tell you. What a video that was, eh?
What an amazing video. I love those videos, in fairness. Ones where they're standing quite obviously in front of a huge domestic or a non-domestic kitchen fan, and it's supposed to be the wind rustling their hair. It looks good.
There it was. And don't forget, of course, Voice of a Thousand Souls himself, Enda Murphy, here on Sunday morning with Love Songs. Perfect day for it being Valentine's Day and all that sort of stuff. Actually, can I just very quickly mention as well, when Valentine's Day is out of the way, okay, on Sunday, the next thing to pop along, of course, is Pancake Tuesday.
Oh, my God, on the 16th.
Yeah. Can we just say a huge thank you to our friends, good friends in Gourmet Food Parlour. They're a great bunch. We've been out to many of the restaurants, of course, doing the show and all that sort of stuff. And they very kindly sent us in a little advance sample of their brand new pancake stacks. Now, I've been trying to make these at home, right? I've been on a pancake kick.
Have you?
You know the American style ones?
Oh,
the
yeah, you're doing that, yeah.
I've been trying to make them, right? And, like, they've been grand, but, like, you just realise how much you're failing when you get the real deal.
When you get, like, that's the thing, isn't it? You think you're flying until you get a proper chef.
Anyway, they were absolutely delicious. There's two versions, if you like, available. These are available, of course, for collection and delivery and all that sort of stuff from all of the Gourmet Food Parlour restaurants. There's the bacon buttermilk stack.
I think you know our favourite.
Absolutely. And there's the Bueno buttermilk stack.
This is the new one.
Yeah, which is like pieces of Kinder Bueno and strawberries and chocolate syrupy stuff and all. It's a dessert. It's a fantastic thing.
It tastes like somebody planted an Easter egg bomb underneath a breakfast and it went off and ended in the most delicious, wonderful mess of all time.
It's incredible. They're absolutely delicious. So thank you to our friends in Gourmet Food Parlour. You can check out their website and their branches and all that sort of stuff if you want details yourself of their brand new pancake stacks out in time, of course, for Pancake Tuesday, this coming Tuesday. Since we were doing a bit of the love thing, right? I mean, there is a bit of a sex god.
Oh my God, absolutely.
This was the man, let's face it, who... Well, was he the original throwing knickers on the stage merchant?
I think he was. I think Tom Jones, who just turned 80 last June.
80?
He ain't no spring chicken and he still looks absolutely amazing. He's still the king of love. What's new, pussycat? Whoa. Well, let me tell you. Do you like that?
That was amazing.
What's new, pussycat?
Sophie's talking. Whoa.
Wait. Don't get me started. Because he's got the secret to health, he says. And he started hanging upside down like a bat is his new way of looking after his health. Inversion therapy, apparently it's called.
Hanging upside down?
Yeah, now here's my problem with what Tom Jones says, right? Because he leaves out a huge part of his lifestyle at the bottom of this, right? So he says, inversion therapy, the secret to health, right? That's what you do. You hang upside down. He says it's believe. Well, I'll just say it like he says it. He goes, I hang upside down. You know, one of those flims. It's great. You put your feet in that thing and you flip it upside down and you just hang. That's what he says, right? I don't know why he suddenly moved to Scotland. That was literally the best Welsh accent I could do.
Well, it was amazing.
Even I'm embarrassed about it. And it's supposed to shift your body's gravity, which eases the pressure off your back and your spine, and those with back pain and poor circulation, sciatica, scoliosis, all of that. You can benefit.
I mean, I have heard good things about that. You know, the old blood flow thing I've heard, and that thing about the spine, I've heard that before. Yeah. I mean, I would struggle to get into a position to hang upside down. And I would certainly struggle to get out of it.
So would I. I mean, oh my God.
I mean, it's one thing if you did manage to get yourself upside down. I mean, unless there's... Is it a rope and pulley system?
I don't know how you do it. Is it one of those, like... I mean,
is it one of those things you see in butchers where you just tie your laces together and hang yourself on a meat hook?
Like, it seems you strap your feet in. And I just so worry because I feel very top heavy. If I went upside down, I'd need two men to turn me round.
That's what I'd be worried about. I'd be the proverbial beetle or ladybird on its back. I'd never get back up.
And I'd be so embarrassed when a professional would have to come in and cut my legs out of the ceiling and then oh my God, imagine the mortification of it all.
Yeah.
There's Mike has a picture of it there actually. Look, the frame that he used.
Oh right, okay. Well that's a bit more like it. That's just like a broken seesaw type arrangement
I'd still be worried that I'd get back around it. Anyway, so they said that this is the best thing ever, this is how you look after your health.
Right.
And then he says, I've never felt better. I'm going to go back touring again. And they went, is there anything else like that you're do for your health? And he goes, small, but and then he says, well, I also have a personal trainer who comes to see me, does a lot of stretching. I've taken up boxing. I do cardiovascular workouts. I've given up most alcohol. I only have a glass of wine with my dinner. And it was like,
right, so it's the inversion therapy, is it?
Oh, so
nothing to do with the plethora of other things that are going on.
So all of that other stuff, that has a nice effect, but it's the hanging upside down gives you a 12 pack when you're 80, is it?
Yeah.
It gives you those jiving
hips. So no alcohol, personal trainer, eating healthy.
He has a wine with his dinner and he says the occasional pint, like once every few months, like, and has a personal trainer. He's taking up boxing. Although he's not getting punched in the face, it's a training, like, and all of that. And then every so often he hangs upside down and says, I tell you something, hanging upside down has... I'm not doing that accent anymore, I'm actually embarrassed. I think I should be hung upside down and smacked on the arse for even attempting it, to be honest with you.